Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen, herzlich willkommen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, welcome. We greet you to the program series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles, who could understand them. Today you will hear the fourth program. In the church institutions, there is sometimes talk about God and Jesus, and there is often talk about mysteries and secrets, for example, the mysteries of God, the mysteries of faith, and much more. But God has no secrets. Already 2,000 years ago, in the circle of his followers, Jesus of Nazareth revealed many aspects from the law of God. During our time, he has made come true what he promised as Jesus of Nazareth. Through the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, he guides us into the whole truth. Through Gabriela, the prophetess and emissary of God, he reveals his great cosmic teachings so that we people comprehend that in our origin we are divine beings. The cosmic teachings contain deep knowledge about the laws of life. This knowledge is just as practical as it is insightful. With it, we receive many aids and tips that can be tried out and applied in daily life, be it in the family, at work, or during our leisure time. It doesn't matter how many years we've already been on this earth or in what country we live. These teachings are again, no matter how old a person may be, and they are for every culture. On the table before us, you see the book for the program today. It is the first of 5 volumes of explanations. In this work, you can read the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, and beyond that, the all-encompassing explanations by Gabriela, which she gave in a series of schoolings in the early 1990s. We may read in this book, along with Gabriela, who is with us today in the studio. We begin reading today on page 67.
In seinen großen kosmischen Lehren spricht Christus.
In his great cosmic teachings, the free spirit says, a new humanity is emerging. I bring the inner reform, the spiritual renewal for the inner life to my own, to those who truly follow me. The world of the senses is passing away. The spiritual world is rising, and with it, all those who are aligned with me, the All Spirit. They are the noble, the fine, who bring the inner life, the new humanity in me, the All Father. Gabriele explains what the inner reform, the spiritual renewal, thus means for us. We have to become new. This, in turn, means changing our way of thinking, away from the humanness, that is, sinfulness, to the spiritual. We are told that it is the noble, the fine, who bring the inner life. How do we become noble? How do we become fine? We have to let ourselves be polished. Here is a picture. It is said that a diamond develops only under pressure. It shines as a result of cutting and polishing. We have to become, so to speak, this diamond again. How? The days bring what we should look at. If we don't look at it, then they bring grief. If we look at it and clear it up, the days will become filled with light more and more. They bring more joy. Why? Because the diamond is being cut and polished.
Machen wir uns immer wieder bewusst.
Let us become aware of this again and again. What do we want to become? Noble people? Finest porcelain? cut glass, a cut and polished diamond. Let us watch ourselves in the events of the day. How do we react? How do we think? Is this noble? Is this fine? Can God, the light, radiate through me in this thought that I am thinking, or in this word that I am speaking? Am I permeable for higher powers in these words and thoughts? That is, am I fine and noble? Let us ask ourselves this each day. Every now and then, let us stand as though before a mirror with the following questions. Is my inner being the finest porcelain, cut glass, or a cut and polished diamond? Are my sensations, feelings, thoughts, words, and deeds noble? If yes, then I ennoble my soul, and the nobility of my soul also brings out what is noble in my person. And that which is fine in man is expressed by the nobility of the soul. We gain respect for our life and respect for our neighbor. We become permeable for the higher powers because we are cut and polished. Selfless thoughts and words are the expression of the nobility of the soul, of the noble and the fine in and on man.
Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, let us look at ourselves. Let us use on ourselves the highest criterion that corresponds to our innermost being, the image of God. When we ennoble ourselves, when we are already the finest porcelain, cut glass, a cut and polished diamond, then we notice it in our way of thinking, speaking, and acting. If not, why not? Let us take into our daily life the task, God is, and I am divine.
In diesen Worten aus dem göttlichen Gesetz,
the process of becoming conscious of our true being is contained in these words from the divine law. They help us to recognize our humanness, that is, our sinfulness, from the point of view of the law of life. When we gain respect for our true life, we will also clear up what we have recognized as our humanness and no longer do it. In this way, we ennoble our soul. In this way, we refine our nature. In this way, we become noble because we become pure.
In seinem Lehrsatz spricht Christus weiter.
The All-Spirit continues with his axiom. Many world-oriented people will look upon the acre of death and, in the end, will enter the realm of death with empty hands, where they will live as the spiritually dead. They are those who did not master their earthly existence, who missed the opportunity for the growth of their inner being in the school of earth. What this means for us as human beings and also for our soul we read in the explanations by Gabriele. If our behavior relates solely to the temporal, if matter is the measure of all things for us, then we stay coarse in our overall structure, because all our aspirations are world-oriented and aligned only with the coarse, bristly ego.
Durch dieses weltbezogene, kämpferische Streben.
At night, when we sleep, our soul cannot reach the higher spheres, not even the closest planes of purification. Because of this world-oriented, aggressive striving, the striving for power, it stays earth-conscious and thus close to the earth. This means that the soul hardly knows about the worlds beyond, since it is preoccupied with only matter, just like the person who identifies only with this side of life. When the human body dies, that is, passes away, where does the unknowing soul go? It stays on the earth. It has no home. For just as the tree falls, so will it lie. And this is spiritual death. As a human being, the soul did not master the school of earth. The person was world-oriented, and the soul stays world-oriented. It does not know its way into the worlds beyond, much less the eternal home.
The Lord revealed, they are the ones who did not master their existence, who missed the opportunity for the growth of their inner being in the school of earth. Gabriela gives the following explanation on this. If we know about the laws of God and do not actualize what we have recognized, that is, if we do not purify ourselves, then what we have failed to do in this life can be made up for only with great difficulty. For we know that the huge memory bank, the so-called causal computer, the material stars and the planets of the astral planes, which store the offenses of mankind against the law, its burdens of sin, what it has sown, is almost full. The seed and its harvest now follow one another more and more closely. The causes become effective more quickly. The effects hit man more and more quickly. This worldly structure, which was erected in the presumptuousness of a God-distant thinking and living, is collapsing.
Dear fellow humans, serious words spoken out of love, so that we understand how valuable our time on earth is. We continue reading. Gabriela explains, the one who knowingly violates the divine should not hesitate to turn back now. We should take the hand of God, our Father, so that the wave, which is the world, does not overpower us, and so that our own self-caused fate does not catch up with us. The ones who knowingly violate the laws of God are those who know them and do not act according to them. We have the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. These principles of the law obligate us to fulfill what the Lord commanded us, and we cannot say that we did not know about it. The Ten Commandments are recorded in our soul because they were given to us through Moses, and the same is true of the Sermon on the Mount, given to us by Jesus of Nazareth. So let us set out, dear sister, dear brother, to find our way out of the human way of thinking, so that we will not stand with empty hands when the hour has come for our physical body.
Christus spricht.
The All Spirit speaks. The new man cultivates the community because he has developed the sense of community, the common good. One for all and all for one. Let us hear Gabriele's explanation. The new man in the light of God cultivates the community. What is the community in the eternal being? One for all and all for one. The community is the great family of God, where all spirit beings live and work under the same law. When we develop this sense of community with each other, then we also no longer circle around our human ego, around the constructs of our small thinking, around our self-made human laws. Everything is law. In the law of God, everything is in good order. It is given. It is absolute, and it is in order the way it is given. The heavenly law contains the seven basic powers of God: divine order, divine will, divine wisdom, divine earnestness, divine patience, love and mercy. So it is given. So it is determined. So is it eternal.
That which is not a part of the absolute law of the divine falls under the law of cause and effect. It is the base, the human, the perishable, the negative. And so, our all too human thoughts, too, are principles of the causal law. When we are preoccupied only with our baseness, with our all too human ego, then we cannot be sensitive to our neighbor. We cannot understand him in our inner being. We have not accepted him, let alone received him in our heart. To receive him means to let him come alive in us. At the same time, this means when we do not feel our neighbor in our inner being, that is, when the positive sides of our neighbor do not resound and vibrate in us, then we are still preoccupied with our all-too-humanness.
If our neighbor, who is a part of our divine heritage, is not alive in our innermost being, then we have no sense of community, because we have community only with ourselves and have not developed the sensitivity for our neighbor. We lack the positive, divine communication which characterizes the sense of community. When a person lacks the sense of community, then there is no common good for him either, since he thinks only of his own good. The common good is the good for all. Thus, the one who develops the sense of community strives towards the common good. As it is in heaven, so is it on earth. In heaven it is, all are in the one, God. And everything belongs to everyone, because they are heirs to infinity. So when we do not strive towards the sense of community, the common good, where everything belongs to everyone, then we will not be able to follow the All Spirit either. He guides us into the law of love, into our spiritual heritage, which comprises the community life and thus the common good.
The kingdom of God will come to the earth, and just as it is above, that is, in the eternal being, it will then be similar in the kingdom of God on this earth. For this reason, we are given the law of life. For this law will be valid among those who follow the Lord. In the eternal being, everything belongs to each being, because the great whole is in each one as essence. The great whole, the macrocosm, forms our spiritual body as microcosm, for we are divine law that has taken on form. The consequence of this is that if we reject just one person, we do not cultivate the sense of community, nor do we live in the thought of the common good, and thus we do not live in the law of life. When we disregard the least building block of nature, we disregard God, for God, the whole, is also in this form of life.
Als wir Mensch wurden, haben wir eine große Aufgabe übernommen.
When we became human beings, we took on a great task, to become divine. This means nothing other than to develop again everything that lies in us as divine predispositions, divine aspects, divine powers. To reach our total divine heritage is the task of every person, of every soul. We have the divine heritage deep within us. However, it has to fully blossom in us again. When the essence of each smallest building block in the universe is again active in us, then our divine heritage is fully alive. When we become aware of this, we will no longer thoughtlessly, indifferently, or with little appreciation pass by the small and large forms of life in nature, which God, our Father, allowed out of His radiation in order to remind us human beings of the beauty and abundance of our heavenly home. We will respect our neighbor just like ourselves, for each one of us is the child of the Eternal Father, which should become His image again.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow humans, what Gabriele brings home to us here contains the goal and at the same time the way to it. And we too, who may read this here, are also on this path. Gabriele calls on all of us. Let us become more and more aware of the community, of the unity with all being. The following questions help us with this. Whom or what do we still belittle? Whom or what do we carelessly pass by? Do we still step carelessly on stones, grass, and flowers? Infinitely wise and great is God. We step on grass, on flowers, on stones, yes, even on animals. In these, figuratively speaking, he is the carpet on which we are allowed to walk. God serves us in this way. Under our feet is the entire ongoing process of creation, God. The infinite greatness, God, wants to tell us, recognize yourself. You are my image. Attain your true magnitude, for you are on earth to become divine.
Göttlich zu werden.
The one who does not strive for the inner community with all people and with all being is against God. The one who does not include God in his life is against God and against all that is divine. Such a person loves only himself, his base self. Where there is self-love and egocentricity, there is no peace which grows out of the inner communication. Selflessness brings out the sense for community, the common good. The sense of community always shows itself in the outer life too, in the deed. Thus, the one who nurtures the inner communication with all being will also take his place in the great family of God and will further the common good. As in heaven, so shall it also be on earth.
When we are still caught up in our ego world, then we look only to the armor of our human ego. The narrowness, the state of being confined, shows itself in that we think only of ourselves. I, mine, me, for me. Now we are called out of our limitations, out of the mine and me, to the neighbor who is a part of us. When we are caught up in the limitation of our ego, we do not behold the omnipotence of God that surrounds us. We do not hear His sensations of love, which He whispers to us through countless mouths, through the ray of the sun, through the wind, through the leaves, through the blossoms, through every stone, through every animal, through the radiation of the stars. God is wherever we go, wherever we are.
Gott ist tief in unseren Gefühlen.
God is deep in our feelings, sensations, thoughts, and words. When we become aware of all this, then we begin to very gradually awaken in the awareness we are children of God, heirs to infinity. Only then will we set out to diligently walk the path to Him, because we have awakened. The one who sleeps in worldliness thinks only of himself. The one who awakens thinks more and more of Him, God. The more we are for our neighbor in a selfless way, the more people we will meet consciously, to whom we can give drops of life out of the eternal being, so that they too find their way into the great ocean God, which is the community of all drops.
To develop the sense of community means to live consciously. Daily, we have to learn to fathom the salvation deep in man and not to look only at the shell, the human being. When we look only at the outer appearance, then we see only the faults of the person. When we receive our neighbor in us, when we let the total impression become effective in us, then we see the positive too. When we affirm the positive in and on our fellow man, then it will become easier and easier for us to accept and receive our neighbor. Let us not forget that each one of us is a part in the true being of our neighbor. Each one of us bears within the essence of infinity, and each pure being is a part of infinity. When we disregard or scorn just one person, then we disregard and scorn God.
Nehmen wir die Aussage.
Let us take the following statement. God is in everything, also in our neighbor, as a consciousness aid, as a help for the days ahead of us. For the path to God goes solely by way of our neighbor. We are called to glorify God in all our feelings, sensations, thoughts, words, and actions by ennobling, that is, purifying our soul more and more. And so, the deep glorification of God is the actualization of His holy laws and their fulfillment, in order to become again the lawful being which we are in the sight of God.
Gelangen wir in die Einheit mit unserem Nächsten?
When we reach unity with our neighbor, then we live a life similar to the one in heaven. One knows himself to be at home in the other. Each one feels himself in each one. This is the community of those who live in the inner life. This is the divine communication and the all. The same holds true for the nature kingdoms of the eternal homeland, for the animals, plants, and minerals. The same holds true for the stars of the eternal being. It is a great, all-encompassing communication network, the all. All communication, each individual impulse and ray in this pure cosmic network is contained as essence in the spirit being. Each spirit being is contained as essence in the other, and all and everything form the great unity in God.
Liebe Mitmenschen, der Christus Gottesgeist.
Dear fellow humans, the Spirit of God says in His cosmic teachings, the new man in me, the free spirit, knows no act of violence, knows no claim to possession, and no thought of wanting power. He is the one who brings the light, who radiates the light, and with the light of truth ignites all those who truly strive for the truth.
Das neue Menschentum und die neue Erde.
The rate of vibration of the new humanity and the new earth is several degrees higher. The prisoner of the world, the greedy one, the one who strives for power and prestige, cannot reach this higher vibration. He falls into his own floods, into what he himself has created. The new humanity is the people with spiritual nobility, with inner values. For I, thus speaks the All Spirit, have risen in them. The new man in the era of the Spirit will possess the earth.
Das ewige Sein strömt.
The eternal being streams through all realms and onto the earth.
Wer zur Wahrheit erwacht ist,
the one who has awakened to the truth, has awakened to the being, to the creative power, and to the creative life which floods through the earth, which permeates those people who ennoble their souls. These people bring the creative thoughts for the new earth. Dear viewers, dear listeners, with these words from the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, we come to the end of our program today. We received many practical exercises for developing a community spirit. One task was to take into the coming days the consciousness aid. God is in everything, also in our neighbor. We'll try it out. Will you too? Perhaps you would like to read what you heard today. The opportunity for this is in the book for the program. It is the first volume of the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to his disciples and apostles, who could understand them, with explanations by Gabriela, a book that is also available in bookstores or via internet. We would be glad to have you tune in for the next program of this series. Then, in her explanations, Gabriela will open the crack in the door for us so that we get a look into our heavenly homeland. We look forward to your being with us again. Until then, we wish you all the best. Goodbye and greetings in God. ¶¶